Hello and welcome to Impro Radio Theater. And now we're going to do an improvisation called Movie Review. And we have a suggestion from one of our followers on Instagram. And the title of this movie is I Shit You Not. Impro Radio Theater.
Hello and welcome to Movie Review with me, Annie. Today I have with me a very special guest. Welcome to the studio, Miss Congratulations.
Thank you oh so much.
You are involved in this new movie, I Shit You Not.
Yes, it's a very, very exciting movie.
Yes, I have heard much, much about it. I recall hearing about your... You have written the script.
Well, I have written the script mostly by myself.
Yes.
It has been a very big collaboration with me and the actors.
Yes. It's a very, very different approach to making the script.
Yes. You see, whenever the actors struggled, I would say, you have to make up your mind. Either you hate this or you love this. And they would say, like, I don't want to do it. And they say, oh, this is not very good. Mm-hmm. And I would say, oh, well, why don't you do something else? And the result is very interesting.
Yes, you had a lot of actors quitting the project also.
Yes, and that really forced through some interesting solutions.
Yes, yes. I am very, very excited about this first clip we have to listen to. Can you tell me more about it?
Well, one of the main characters, of course, we had to replace her later, has just found out about her mother's death. Mm. And the reaction is not what you think.
Okay, let's hear that clip.
Svetlana, I just told you your mother is dead. This is not a joking matter. Svetlana, please. Collect yourself.
Yes, that's very, very strong. How did you come up with this scene?
Well, at first she was supposed to be sad.
Yes. That's the reaction you mostly expect in this kind of situation.
Yes, but I tried to push forward my idea of like more traditional thing, but she has said she made up her mind and I shouldn't bother, and she was the actor and I was not.
Yes, yes. And you have another scene with you that shows the reaction later on when Svetlana realizes that this is for real. Let's hear that clip.
Ever since your mother died, you changed.
You changed.
She was my wife. I loved her.
And I hate you.
Well, I don't really blame you.
No.
Wow. That's a very strong scene there. I like how the director has worked with the light in this scene.
Yes. Well, we intended to have lights on, but when the power went and we could only have it for the cameras, you know.
Mm-hmm. But you still went with it, and it was a success, I must say. I'm very impressed. We have a third scene with us today, and this scene is a bit special. Can you tell me and the listeners more about it?
Well, it was just after the everyone has, you know, left the set and no one wanted to stay anymore.
Yes.
And we had to find some replacements. Mm. I think it went very well. Mm. And here, both Sergei and Svetlana is played by my niece and my nephew.
Yes. And it's a bit different, the clothing also in this scene. How did you get to that decision to clothe them in only grass? I just wonder.
Well, it came to me in a dream, actually. And it was a beautiful dream.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I understand.
And I wanted to give the sense that nothing after this point is real.
Mm-hmm. I get that. And now we get to see this clip. Let's roll that clip.
Don't touch me.
But Svetlana.
No, don't touch me.
Okay. I'm sorry.
Stop it.
I know I've been a bad father, but, you know.
I shit you not. Yes, you have.
Yes, I shit you not.
It's very strong. And they have quite a different accent from the other actors. But I think that gives this scene just so much.
Yes, I didn't try to pretend like the actors was the same people.
No.
And so, yes, I'm sorry. This isn't a very good movie, I know, but I really wanted it to be. And I tried to put myself in respect with the crew, but no one would listen to me. And it's really hard to make a good script when everyone keeps telling you to change it.
Yes, but you did your best. And
I did.
You know, I'm actually, this is my last day here on Movie Review. So there's a job opening here on this channel. So if you leave your resume, maybe I could put in a good word for you.
I would really like to try.
Yes. Well, then, I think we're maybe done here today.
Thank you.
Thank you for coming here today.
Bye.
Yes. And let's not miss the next episode of Movie Review. Maybe with a totally different setting than today.
Impro Radio Theater. And I want to thank my actors for a very good job. And you listeners, stay tuned for more improvisation from us, Impro Radio Theater from Sweden.